This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Thank you.
For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and believe it or not, it's raining in Maine. Man, we really need it. Quite a bit of rain yesterday, and maybe even the grass will turn green, and that'll help the fall color. And I know it's really going to help the shrubbery to go into the winter months on a positive note, with a belly full of water instead of really fighting for every little bit of moisture in that soil. It's also the best time of the year to plant a new lawn, but you got to use the right varieties of grass seed and a starter fertilizer. And we have to get ready for the animals that are going to be coming to spend the winter in our yards and garden. So I asked Art Cockett from the Bonide Company to give us a little bit of help on what we should be doing and when we should be applying these products, and to talk about planting the lawn. It is October 1st. But Art, we can still plant grass seed, right?
Absolutely, especially this year, as warm as the soil is staying. So, great time to plant grass seed. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to have you join us as usual, and you always give my listeners some great information that they can write down, get up, and get going with. So, we really appreciate your time and your energy and expertise on the various topics that you've been dealing with for us. Now, people that have had a lawn that's just dried out and it's all brown and they still want to plant some grass seed, how would you recommend that they go about it?
Well, Paul, first thing I think is to assess the situation and just how dire it is, and you know, how large an area you need to take care of. If you want to overseed the entire lawn, if it's just a matter of patching, if you're going to, you know, just take care of a few spots here and there, because there's a little, you know, the main approach is the same, but some definite differences whether you're doing, you know, an entire lawn or just patching. So, assessing the situation, you know, picking the right grass seed for the appropriate sites, whether it's sunny or shady, or you know, we have grass seeds now that are particularly drought tolerant that you may be interested in using. Also, of course, as you mentioned before, a starter fertilizer to encourage root growth. That's important with all planting, and especially with new lawns. And then checking the pH and addressing that if that's an issue for you, and it is for most of us east of the Mississippi. We have a product called Turf Turbo that works faster than lime to change the pH and does it with much less material. So, you know, to get the right supplies, make the right choices of material would be the first step after assessing the situation. So if you want to go all out and overseed the lawn and rent a piece of machinery, an aerator to me is the best way to go. That's the machine that you can rent. There's a couple different ones. One is a motorized thing that you push like a lawnmower, but it's real heavy, and that's not an easy task. The other one is a aerator that you pull behind your garden tractor, and then both of them remove plugs of soil and get oxygen aerating down into the soil, but also brings up those plugs and remember to leave them on top of the soil surface, and the grass seed will, the new seed will go down in the holes and also touch the seed plugs, the soil plugs, because seed to soil contact is the most important part of all this. So to rent an aerator or a split seeder, that's another machine that you can rent, and then it pushes the seed, the slicer it's called sometimes, it cuts into the grass, doesn't damage the existing turf, nor does the aerator, it's absolutely good for it. Might make it look kind of ugly for a short period of time, but anyway, the slice seeder pushes the seed down into the soil where it needs to be to get the seed to soil contact, so it's getting that moisture in order to germinate. So those are the two methods I like the best if you're really going to take on a big job and renovate or overseed, and now is definitely the time to do it. If it's exactly. A smaller application, you know, it's a matter of raking out the dead matted grass, loosening the soil. You know, can't just throw the grass seed down. It needs, again, that seed-to-soil contact. So raking out the dead matted material, putting down the grass seed and the starter fertilizer, and perhaps a something like a peat moss or compost on top, or straw works well to hold moisture. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this time of year we're going to get moisture, so you don't have to be on top of it like you would if you try to plant grass seed in the spring. So it's really much easier. And right now the soil temperatures are quite warm, so the germination time and time to establishment won't be near as long as it is in the spring when you're planting in the cold soil. So that means that the grass will get a better start before the weeds do, okay? And that's important. Now, realize that there's always weed seeds in your soil. There's not so many weed seeds in the grass seed, no matter whose brand it is, except for some, I suppose. But the seed is in the soil, but it's all about the timing and getting the grass to grow better and out-compete the weeds, okay? So by doing it this time of year, you can have a much better shot at having the grass seed come in and the weeds lose that fight. The starter fertilizer and the proper pH go towards that as well. So
right.
Now's the best time to do it, and that's just a brief overlook of how to get after it. So.
Okay. Now, the one thing that I like, Bonide is a very unique company. They do a lot of research. They're bringing to the market new products every year. And I can remember when I first started working at a garden center in 1968, and we would be selling a 50-pound bag of lime, and it would treat roughly 500 to 1,000 square feet, but you had to wait 6 months for the lime to get rid of the acidity in the soil and prevent the mosses from growing in. But with your Turf Turbo, you need a 30-pound bag, and it treats 5,000 square feet. And it's going to change the acidity in just 2 or 3 weeks. So the technology that you've created is really helping. And when we talked with you earlier, you were saying that if you can keep your soil near 7, that because it's not acidic, you're going to have less crabgrass and less broadleaf weeds that will develop in your lawn. So if you haven't limed your lawn or the vegetable garden, you're going to see a big, big difference by adding this Turf Turbo to your garden and lawn. And your seed starter fertilizer is very unique. Most of your starter fertilizers are a little bit of nitrogen, a lot more phosphorus, and then some potash. But you've gone one step further. You've added this Vital X micronutrients to it that will help with the seed germination. And that's a big, big difference when you're putting in seed and you want it to germinate quicker. It will help to develop the root system. So by using these two products with your grass seed, it will really ensure that you'll have a much, much better looking lawn, and it's going to happen a lot quicker.
Well, Paul, that's right. You touched on a lot of things there. Our starter fertilizer, in fact, all of our fertilizers include that micronutrient package we call Vitalex. It's, molybdenum, manganese, zinc, boron, iron, and copper in every fertilizer product that we have for turf. And it's essential elements. The NPK that you mentioned are considered macro elements. These are minor elements, but essential for plant growth. And, you know, the one that's most important is the boron in my book, because, you know, throughout the year, you need phosphate to encourage root growth, but all the rest of the fertilizers besides the starter, we've had.
Wonderful. We'll check back with you right after this break. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company. And this time of the year, the animals that we have that are normally in the woods or, you know, haven't been bothering us too much are getting ready to find a food source for the winter. And we have to start to treat our plants so that they don't come and visit the house on a regular basis. And plants like arborvitae, plants like yews and holly are just like ice cream. If you have deer in the neighborhood, and then you have all the other smaller animals that will come and dig maybe underneath your front step and stay there for the winter. So Bonide has developed some repellents that will prevent this from happening. Could you tell us about your Repelzol?
Sure, Paul. We have a Repelzol liquid and a granular product. And, you know, they're made mostly of things that the animals don't like the smell of, but also the taste, of course, and even the texture in some situations. So we, you know, the real question is which one to use in which situation. So the liquid versus the granule. Obviously, I think for deer, for example, to use the Repelzol liquid, it's real easy to use, to easy to spray. If it's a small situation, we have a ready to use. If it's a larger situation, we have a hose end product, or you can mix it yourself in a sprayer with a concentrate to apply. But to apply directly on the plants, the hostas, the rhododendrons, and so on. You know, arborvitaes for sure. And I think most folks know which plants they come after in their yard, and to protect them and to get out there and get it done in advance before the deer start making their fall pilgrimage looking for food and, you know, making their habits. The granular products also, I think of those for example, I had a skunk that had a little home under my front steps, and I poured the Repelzol granule right down the hole, and it moved out and never came back. So, you know, the different, you know, ways to apply. If it's raccoons in the garbage cans, I think the liquid right on the garbage can. And, you know, if it's a real bad problem, you might do granule around the face of them as well. So, that's the trick, is figuring out, you know, the best way to apply it. A lot of people were after chipmunks all summer this year, maybe because of the dry weather. And, you know, to apply it in a pretty large area, too, is important. Not just to apply a small amount, but finding where those chipmunks are, you know, where their holes are and where they're digging and the activity is, and maybe where their nest is, and be sure to put a good amount of the product under a wide area, you know, just a little 4-inch wide band around your garage. They're going to jump over that in no time before they even get a sniff of it. So, you know, be sure to apply enough of the product, because that would be the granular product mostly for the chipmunks. So, the repels all comes in a large bag as well as small shakers. So, you know, to figure out what way is the best way for you to apply it. The repels all is one of several good products that we have for taking care of different animals this time of year and all year round, actually.
Right.
One other one I'd like to mention is our go away sentinels, which are, you know, because you spoke of arborvitae, our sentinels are a little plastic bottle with a wick, and there's six of them in the package, and then a bottle of a liquid that includes several products that don't smell so good, including vinegar and sulfur, and there's some oils in there so it won't freeze. You fill up the little plastic bottle and then hang them up along the hedgerow, or you can use it in a vegetable garden or what have you, and around an apple tree or anywhere that the deer are coming, right on the rhododendron, or you can hang it on fences or posts or this and that. But each one lasts for 3 months and is refillable, and there's enough of the liquid in there to go a whole year on six of the little wicking items there. So that's the deer repellent system that we have called Sentinel. So we have several different ways to go after these problems, and sometimes it takes a combination thereof, but starting early before the deer you're after, before they start making their habit, and our liquid repels all, when you spray it, it'll last a few months. If you're spraying late in the season, if you're spraying during the growing season, you have to use a little more often when the plant is actively growing.
But we'll do it right now. Get ready. Thank you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert representative. reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her fuchsias.
Okay, Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are you going to bring your fuchsias in for the winter?
That's what I want to find out. Right now they're on the deck. I have seven beautiful ones. I hate to lose them. I've never been successful in keeping them over the winter. I've taken some little snips off the ends, and I'm trying to flip them. So what can I do to save the big plants?
Okay. Do you have an area where the containers can be put where they would get some bright light during the winter?
But they would be cold around the cool air?
Well, I mean, temperatures that would be 50 degrees or higher.
Well, I do have my a porch that's glassed in. I've tried this before, and the poor things, I get them in there and they shatter. What a mess. I've tried them putting them in the garage, and I guess it's too cold because they didn't survive.
Right. If your best bet to try and get them to come back year from year is to bring them inside your home. It doesn't have to be a south-facing window. It can be a north window where it's just going to get bright light. And what you would do is you would basically cut back the plant by one-third when it finishes flowering. So right now there are still flower buds and flowers on the plant. You would bring them in now before the heat starts to run so that they can acclimate to your home gradually instead of going from cool temperatures in the evening outside to a nice warm house.
Right. Right.
So bring them in. When they get done blooming, cut them back by a third, maybe even a little bit more. Put them in a place where they're going to get some light.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of fertilizer once a month. They'll put out a lot of new growth, get nice and healthy looking. And then in the spring, as your days get longer, and the reason that your fuchsia don't flower during the winter is they are a long day plant.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time of the year, our days are getting shorter and shorter by like 2 minutes every single day. And it gets to a point where it's just too short for the plant to make new buds. So it goes into like a semi-dormancy. It just grows foliage. It's pretty foliage that's clean and shiny and deep green. And then in the spring, as the days get longer, you can put them out during the day if you want on your glassed-in porch, and then just bring them in if the temperatures are going to get below freezing so that you don't lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do really, really well.
Oh, okay. Well, now, about these little slips that I've taken, do you think I have a chance of rooting them?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Sure. Now, go to your garden center and get some rooting hormone. And you can buy little tinfoil packets. And it's going to cost you under $5 for a packet. And you can root with that packet about 500 cuttings.
Oh.
So all you do is you take like a 4-inch pot. You get a good potting soil, like the Black Gold potting soil. And you take 3 or 4 cuttings, about maybe 4 to 5 inches in length, strip off the bottom third of the leaves,
mm-hmm.
dip them in the rooting powder, and set your cuttings in your 4-inch pot, maybe like 1 inch apart, and put them where they're going to get plenty of light. And within a matter of a couple of weeks, they will root, and you'll have a brand new plant. And that way you can grow those for the future, and you won't have to deal with a real big plant if you're limited for space.
Right. And they will cover my porch with all their debris.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you. That sounds good. You know, I have an observation. I don't know what happened. But this year, I only had 6 Japanese beetles. Did you have a lot of them?
I had very, very few. Normally, we have purple leaf plum. They're all over the purple leaf plum.
Mm.
Japanese maples, they're on them. And in the vegetable garden. And I don't think I counted more than a dozen for the entire year. So maybe all of the dry soils work to our advantage.
That's one advantage of a drought.
Yeah, so there are advantages to it. So, but, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and they've told me the same thing. I have a woman who raises grapes who called me, and she raises the plant for the leaves because she will stuff the leaves and make a meal out of it. And she said she's had the fewest amount of beetles this year than she can ever remember, and the best crop of foliage to make her Italian dishes with whatever she stuffs them with.
Yes, I can picture that. Yes. One other thing. I started a new lawn, and I put down starter lawn fertilizer,
mm-hmm.
and I have some left. Now, can I use that on a regular garden?
I would use it on your lawn.
Oh, okay.
Now, when did you put it down on your lawn?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, then what I would do, wait until the end of October and put it down where you seeded. And because normally the ground in most areas doesn't freeze until almost Christmas. And by applying starter fertilizer to grass seed that you planted a couple weeks ago, it will give it a boost. And as I talked about earlier in the program, when you feed in the fall, 75% of the food that the plant pulls into itself is stored for the winter and for an early green up in the spring, and it uses 25% of that food to grow. In the spring, it's the opposite. It stores 25% and it uses 75%. So feeding in the fall is a great idea.
Okay. We will do that then. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you, call this number. It's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Now, don't be shy. The way that you learn is either by making a mistake or asking about it before the mistakes happen. So call me and let's work together so that you enjoy what you're growing in your garden and we can avoid some of the problems with diseases or insects or putting the plant in the wrong area. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got Denise from New Hampshire. She's got a question about overwintering her mandevilla.
Denise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I'm actually calling for my mother, who has a beautiful hanging pot of mandevilla, and just wondering what the best way is to keep it over the winter, if it's possible.
There's two ways. Number one, bring it in, cut it by 50% when it gets done blooming. So it's probably flowering now. Have her bring it in so that it can adjust to the humidity level in your mother's home, the temperature in your mother's home, and then when it gets done blooming, mandevilla is a vining type plant. She can cut it back by a third and just treat it as a house plant in a brightly lit window. And it can be northeast, south, or west, as long as it gets light. If she's limited on the amount of sunlight, and she has a basement that's cool, she can put it in the basement, and the plant will go dormant. And then in March, she can bring it up, give it a good drink with a liquid food like the Neptune Savis or the Organica Grow, and it'll come right back to life for her. But it can't go in the garage because it's a tropical plant. And if she puts it in a garage, it's going to freeze. And it just needs to freeze once, and it's gone.
Okay. All right. We will give that a try. So just treat it as a houseplant and water it when it feels dry.
Yeah,
or
exactly. So
a little bit moister than that.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, if she's got a spider plant or a Boston fern or you know, wandering Jew or any of those great tropical plants, have it treated the same way. It's got beautiful foliage. It won't flower during the winter because the days are too short. But it will grow. It'll be nice and healthy, and she'll have a nice head start for next spring. And what you'll be able to do in the spring is to knock it out of the pot that it's in, put it in a larger pot that's 2 to 3 inches larger in diameter, and that plant will explode and it will bloom even more next year than it did this year.
Excellent. Excellent. Great. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Deb from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about the weed beater and then a few questions about pruning as well.
Okay. Deb, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Good morning, Paul. I'm calling I'm sure you can answer this question. I know your bone-eyed guest has left, but I'm about to apply Weed Beater Ultra.
Yep.
To get rid of my perennial broadleaf weeds, and that's a bone-eyed product.
Right.
And I know I called the company, so I know it's okay to do that at this time of year because it's cold weather tolerant.
Right, right.
So my question, my follow-up to doing that is it too late, say in like the end of October, to apply the fall fertilizer?
You could do everything the same day if you wanted to.
Because,
see, the Weed Beater Ultra is very, very unique. Most of your weed killers, like the Scott's Weed Be Gone, your outside temperatures have to be 70.
Right.
But Bone-Eyed will work at 50. So that you could put the weed killer on and the fertilizer, and you'll be all set.
Okay. Do I have time for another question?
If you wait till after the break.
Sure, I'm happy to.
Okay.
Black Gold All Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed WiltStop.
For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink, and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second one-world-way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. We were talking with Deb, and she has one more question for us.
Okay, actually a couple.
Okay.
But is it too late for me to prune back my smoke bush and sand cherries and tricolored willows?
Okay, your tricolor willow should not be a problem. One thing that you can do is your tricolor willow is a plant that you can go out after Christmas, do your selective pruning, bring the branches that are a couple of feet in length into the house, put it in a big vase of water, and those beautiful pink and white and red leaves will break from dormancy, and you'll have a vase full of colorful foliage on your dining room table, and it's snowing like crazy outside.
What a great idea that is.
Okay, and was it a purple leaf plum or?
No, I have a purple leaf sand cherry and a smoke bush. Well,
okay.
Several of each.
The smoke bush, I would not do any pruning until the springtime, because if we have a winter without a lot of snow and a lot of wind and cold, you're going to get some dieback. And if you have dieback, then you'll lose the flowers for the summer months.
Okay.
And the purple leaf sand cherry, you can do a little bit of pruning and bring them inside. Now, if the branches are the size of a pencil, what I do is I take a pair of pruners. I prune the plant, give it the shape that I want, bring the branches in, and a branch that's the size of a pencil. I'll take my pruners and I'll split the stem in two. And that gives you more area for that branch to absorb water when it's in the vase. And what will happen is it's warm in your house. The cutting is getting plenty of water. The buds will pop open. It will give you beautiful pink flowers, and then the flowers will drop, and you'll get the red foliage that will form on it. I do that to a lot of my plants. Forsythia, the day after Christmas, I prune that forsythia, and I cut branches about every 10 days. So by the time spring gets here, I pruned it to the size that I want. I don't have any color, but I've had color January, February, March, and April on my dining room table, and I didn't have to spend any money for it.
That's a great idea. And there's no reason I can't put them in with those willow cuttings, right?
Exactly, so that you could do a combination, and with the red foliage from your sand cherry and the pink, white, and red of the willow, you'd have beautiful foliage. And then all you do is stop at a florist, buy a dozen carnations, stick the carnations into the foliage, and wow, you've got a beautiful arrangement.
Sounds like fun. I have one question to leave you with, and this might not be something, this is like, it's just something I've pondered. It seems counterintuitive to use a weed and feed product because in my mind I'm trying to kill the weeds. If I apply fertilizer at the same time, isn't that kind of counterproductive?
No, because the weed and feed is a fertilizer and a broad leaf weed killer. So it will feed the existing lawn. It will kill the broad leaf weeds only. It won't kill crabgrass. It won't kill any grass at all, because a grass plant is in the category of a monocot. And a broadleaf weed is called a dicot. And they have been able to produce weed killers that will either kill monocots or dicots. So you kill your broadleaf weeds, you feed your grass, the grass thickens, fills in the holes so no future weeds can form in open areas.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.